Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of the Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sifid Beis, at the bottom of page 296. Middle of the halachas relating to a few different halachas of grinding and other tikkun meichel. Sifid Beis says, "Machab Mechatzich Hayorik Dak Dak." This is on bottom of page 296. Someone cuts the vegetables very thin. Chay Mishum Teichen. He's liable for grinding. I got such a mabod, and something is the asalachta gregers or chalubim. Now let it cut dried figs and carobs, lefnezekain in front of the elder. That's basically the name of Tzeisefta. Now, but after compares to kedemel, and then specifically fruits and things similar like that, asher is forbidden. Ava mutter, but it's permitted as you continue to have kofmem testament out. Lefor lechem of neatan the goyim, you could crumble bread in front of the chickens. The early grinded chinsin was already grinded. Bread is already grinded wheat. And then it was baked. In lach yisrael, be concerned. In teichen, nach teichen, there's no grinding after grinding. It's a great maimni perikav alf and mordech and iran and perikav galan smak. Says Rama further. Says b'chozalei ma'iri. This is all not talking about ella only b'chaytech maniach. If you're cutting and you're leaving it for later, avol lach lemiad. But if it's eat right away, I call shari. Everything is permitted. Midahav abar lach lemiad. Just like on the halachas of bayir, that you're allowed to select if you're going to eat it right away. It's one of the three conditions. The shari is permitted. That's the Chibuzer Rajman, the non Perkal Godlo, Kalel, like I said previously, in Simon Shin Yod Tess. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sibkot Namat Ches. A Machatech Yarek, if someone cuts the vegetable very thin, it's dicing, you said it's Chayef for Teichen, it's actually grinding. Now, that's Talish when it's detached, even. But when it's Sassam, and from the fact that he's unspecific, Mashmah, it sounds like that Philippi Yarek, Shiro, Lachan Chayim, that even vegetables that are edible as they are, Gamkins really, still you hold, you have to get in the that's still going to be grinding by food items, and it's going to be asr. Sivkat lamatas. And again, so this is Allah, a lot of people don't know that dicing is a problem. In general, it's considered as teichin, it's like it's grinding one lamatas malachas. Sivkat lamatas, now the Ramos said, the same thing is that you know how to cut dried figs and carobs, lafin zakenim, in front of the elderly. Now, what's this reason? Because they can't chew it. Unless you cut it down for them very small, very thin. And we don't go based on the majority of the world. Like we said previously in Sif Tes, in the Bas and Sully, where we spoke about the roasted meat. The Kiman Shukaduli Karka, meaning there we said we go based on the majority of people because it's edible. Said, no, the kibbe shugadu l'karka, since it grows from the ground, I mean, in the case of we're talking about over here, dried figs and the carobs, so chama yaisa. So therefore, it's more stringent. Kadeka tchina, the primary grind, the shugadu l'karka is by, unless it was in the Mishkan, by things that grow from the ground. So again, so that therefore that's considered as teichin, when you're cutting it, these pieces, because even if it's not very thin, it's for them. It's like grinding it down. Then the Rama said specifically, Paris, a thing like that. It's also, but it's permitted to cut mem lefor lechem to crumble bread in front of the chickens. I know that is a halach and lehem. Even that's even to prepare for them sheikh lachas man that they should later point in time like we'll see later on. And the reason for that is they've got mem out the oil because since it's already grinded once before, you don't have to be concerned because there's no grinding after grinding. According to this, lefor tapuche adama, so to crumble potatoes, yirakos, or vegetables lefnei in front of them, dak tak very thin. Kibashinoygin, where the custom is lefnei behema, the way they do it in front of animals, beifers, gedolos, and large birds, that's us, that's forbidden. Because of teichen. Elam kin nizr, only if he's careful, she adobes a samach lechelas mamish, only that it should be right before they're eating, like the Ramah says later on. It's definitely good and appropriate to be careful. Not to cut very thin. The chadik is piece is just a little bit bigger in general. But for the bnei behemoth, especially in front of an animal, the body is lazar. Is that for sure? One should be careful regarding this. The kamalik we'll see later on. The submission of the zayin. The end of treich bedavish or alecha b'leizim. Because anyways, there's halacha that one should not put in too much effort for something that you can eat without it. And when you're feeding the animals, so we've cut membeis. So the Rama gave an important qualification. All this is not talking about, which is that it's prohibited, this halacha, this sif. So he says, This is also going back on the law of cutting a vegetable very thin, of dicing. A muskabesh sip that was said in the beginning of sip, that's that you cannot dice. Sip cut mem gimel, that's only if you're cutting and you're leaving it for later. But if it's la'achla miyad, if it's eaten right away, then something is the echad yachalachtach l'tzachachem. You could have like the chef, wherever it is, the waiter, cut for others, and they could be eating right away. Like we said previously, it's l'mbayr, it says basically, like in other words, it's not specifically the guy himself. So because memdal, then hakol v'chul, then everything is permitted. Just like when you do bayr, you if it's seen right away, it's permitted. As we said in the Sibishin test. So that's how the reason is like this. The loy shayev shem tchino, it's not applicable the name of grinding, because mechatach b'sakin, when you're cutting with a knife, el b'teichan aniach, only be grinding to leave it for later. It's seed right away. But the shari for sure, that's permitted. Shari lo asra lo adam, they didn't make it forbidden on a person lechem acholoi to eat his food, but chatichas gedolas akitanis, big or small pieces. Meaning, even if it's small, it's okay. And we can have a derech achlasa because that's called the way of eating. When you're eating something, obviously you're doing butter, you're doing a lot of different things, but that's okay in the act of eating. But then the same thing is in mechen ayar dark dark lefneatan the gun shechem miyad. If they prepare the vegetables, even very, very thin, murder the chicken seat right away. Gam kitchar, it's also permitted, since your obligation is to feed them. So if it's derech achila, it's going to be permitted. Sivkot memhei, shari, it's all permitted. Yesh mefak v'ikin al hetazah. However, there are those who pick at this hetter. They don't like this hetter. Or gam v'seisiv kasa oz v'seisritz, shav mish mechavin lechem yad, even someone has a mind to eat right away. Gam kin yizor shalos b'kiv alachtach lechatech yizor ksas. That the pieces should be a little bit big, not small diced. Tamza, for this reason, kasa kam achrim gam kin, many later authorities also write, the Nachal is not committed because B'seis was appropriate to conduct himself the way the B'seis writes. If someone does have the custom to cut the onions and the radishes very thin, which just comes up, make the eggs on Shabbos, so they have the onions, one should not cut the diced onions. But if someone does, in limchas b'adam, you don't protest against what they're doing. The Eshlam HaMishri is Meichu, they have who, on whom to rely on. However, Asalasis Aditzis Beis HaKnesses. However, you can't do it until like you leave Shul. Why? It could be in Samach L'Shul D'Mamish. This whole heter is, it's because it's Derech Achila, it's right close to when the meal is. Kamesh Yerkasa V'Simit Shin Yutes, in the bar, like I said, in regarding the Lacha Bar. But you can't cut it in the morning. When you know she wants to go to shul for the kiddush, she can't cut it then in the morning. But it's not dak. So therefore, he says if someone cuts the onions or the radishes very thin, an hour or two before the meal, it's very close to say that they're liable for karma chatas. Is the raisa. And Rabbi Tzalam is from achila. The onions are forbidden to eat. The lady prepared the salad, and then the husband comes home and says, "What is this? We can't eat this today." And then it's also problematic because of selecting. That's what that's how the Chayadim writes. Find Bibir Alocha and Damascus Midi that the Heter Shazacha Baga, this Heter that Ramor mentions, that's when you cut it with a knife. You cut it very thin. Okay, but it's right before the meal, fine. But if you cut it with a dicer, you cut it with a tool that's designated for this. Near the Asabachol Gabnin, let's say a grater, that's forbidden in all situations. When you cut it very thin, the gam bar gufa, because by bar itself that we're comparing it to. In if you use a tool that's meant for selecting, chol gabnachayv in all situations liable to the b'shem test. Like we said, it's GHI has to be the good from the bad, has to be by hand, not a tool, and I is immediate. So we're talking about here the halacha of immediate, but it has to be by hand. Here also, according to this logical, the Ishlazar, when it has to be kiv of mashanoig, and this type of the custom, and some dak. People cut the onions very thin, and dug maluach, like they make their herring on Shabbos, they're preparing their delicious herring for the kiddush, and they cut these onions very thin. At least don't cut it with the tool, shakar hakmeser, which is some type of a saw that they use, a hand saw or whatever. The Epshah, the Choshev, maybe it's considered like a designated tool for cutting very thin. Rak Basakav Alma, just use a regular knife. And the truth is, even out there, it's forbidden. because of a mundane activity. Like we said in Sevyud, you know, using one of these tools to do this is a weekday type. It's not Shabbosic. If someone crumbles a piece of wood that rotted, place him in the pulver, like pulverized. You make from it like dust. If someone crumbles a clump of earth, which could happen, you know, you're on the floor and you're playing with the kids and you pick up a clump of earth. So chay mishum teichin, one would be liable for grinding. That's the Gemara Shabbos daf ayin dalet. He's just putting in here all the halachas because this is where the halachas of teichin are. So just putting it in. Uchein a noiser eitzim. So to someone saws wood, lahanis bin asarishalim, to have benefit from the sawdust. Or if someone goes and smooths out a tongue of metal, shakarin phalen, like filing, loshen Ashkenaz, chayiv mishiyosha b'choshu, he's liable for when he already smooths it out just a little bit, that he takes off a little bit of the filings. But mechatzach etzim dak dak, if someone cuts wood, etzim dak, if someone cuts wood very thin, v'yisayisim ketan makes small pieces, imdiktik mehen, if he was precise from them, so that he could use the wood to cook a dried fig size of it, that from an egg, chayev would be liable. I mean, that's the shear kegregris if he's cooking an egg, which the Sharetzin Ois Nun says, what he means to say is that to ignite the fire here and also here, his liability would be just for teichin, for grinding, where it's told him that he's not particular about the measurement, because if not, the Rambam would consider this a b'chayv also for machatach, for cutting to an exact size, as it says within the Gemara, as Abis Marashi and how he explains the Mishnah. But the Rambam tells something novel, that there's a difference between cutting, which is noiser, meaning like sawing, to cutting regarding the shear. By nicer, it's even a kosher that's kosher, which is by machatech, that's an amount to cook, then you need to have the amount to cook something, like regarding the malacha by itself, carrying out the way the Magid Mishnah writes, and that's how it seems it's written in Nishma Zadim. It says Mishnah further, he says, he cuts the wood in large pieces, but makbel amid is particular about the measurement. They cut specifically in this place. The way the wood choppers have the custom. They say if you cut vegetables very thin, you chay for teichin, for grinding. So it brings the Gemara that Rav Papa says, someone that's parim silka, which he does parm to beats, he's chayv for teichin for grinding. So Rashi, what's parm? He cuts it very thin. That's how Taisa writes that. Talking about very thin pieces like grinding, but by piece a little bit large, that's not the way of doing grinding. And that's the Ram writes dak very thin. But this is all regarding chiv, regarding liability, regarding iser, being prohibition. One has to be very careful regarding this, because it's already written in the Sefer Reim, the Belezma admits that the measurement of how thin is not known to us. And that's something besesim that he needed regarding the heter of Islanda, which is a food item from many different types of vegetables. It sounds like salad. That you should make the pieces just a little bit big, and also it should be right before the meal. Look over there, because again, we don't know how small is small. Ramos said that the same thing is you not cut the gregris and the haruvim, the boxer, the calves, lefnei zikin in front of the elders. Said to be halacha, look at Magaram that he writes. It sounds like that in front of someone that could chew it like this, then it would be permitted. Which the halacha says, according to my humble understanding, his words are not necessarily, because the Ramah says, I'm under the zikanim, just because that's just the norm, because they can't eat if you don't cut it very thin. The truth is, by somebody that's geduli karka, goes on the ground, so then the halacha of teichin of grinding would be in all situations. That's how it seems in the words of the Gra in his beer that he writes, the source of the words of Rashba, that immediately it's permitted. It brings the Gemara that says, Imar askin, you can't crush not the shachas, which is the unripe grapes, not the carobs in front of the animal, because of mitrach b'ochel, because you're putting in too much effort in the food. It sounds like if not for that, it would be permitted. That's because it's told about where it's to eat right away. So therefore, it's not applicable by it to make it forbidden because of Teichin, the way they said forbidden regarding crushing the carobs. Now, the Gemara over there is talking about that the animal could eat like this, because if not, then it would be making into food, and it would be permitted, and even so, it would be Shaykh Teichin if it would be preparing it for a later point in time. So obviously, he holds the way we wrote, and he says you should know that even if, according to the Magen Avraham, that permits to cut in front of someone that could chew like this, that's dafka by Gregus Acharubin, where you don't have to cut. But just that you cut vegetables very thin, that you call mazria or something like that, then you need specifically at that meal, even according to him, says the Prima Gadol. The Maslafar Lechem, the Mas said that you allowed to crumble bread in front of the chickens because it was really grinded. Even with a knife, it's permitted, said the Bealacha. If not, if it's a tool that's designated for crushing, for example, let's say they crush the matzah with a grinder, that would be forbidden. And like cheese on a grater or ribeyes, that's problematic. And he writes in Sefer Tosfos Yerushalayim, even to put water with the bread is also permitted, as long as you don't knead it with water. Look over there. He said that if it's right before the meal, actually all these cases are okay, just like we have by Bayer.
So it says the Bealacha that seemingly that by Bayer they didn't permit only by hand, not with a vessel, because then it would be considered Bayer in all situations. And if that's the case, we should say it's forbidden in our situation when you cut it with a tool, with a kli, only if you crumble it by hand. Look at Rivash and Simkot Beidal that he also awakens over there regarding this. But from all the words of the Pesachim, it sounds like in our situation, when you cut it with a knife, it's going to be permitted. And the reason it says the Prima Gadol is like Bayer, that the norm of eating is when you select it by hand to eat it right away. Here also in our context, that the way of eating is even when you cut it with a knife to eat it right away, that's the norm of eating it with a knife. If not, when you're cutting it with a designated tool for grinding, like to grind to grate the cheese on the ribeyes and a grater and something like that, but the mafakvig on this because it's not geduli karka. Then it's similar to a nafa nekvar, like a sifter in the sieve, or shaykh, the name of bar, even if you're doing it for right away. Now, says the Be'alacha, you have to look into if you cut an onion and a radish very thin with a large knife that's designated for this, that they call a hakmesser, a big hacksaw, a big type of knife. However, at least that it's maybe it's similar to a kanan and a tamchay. It's like a middle grade type of designated tool. It's not so designated like a nafik fara. It's like a type of they would select with a type of a tray. And even so, the rabbans say it's forbidden like a tchila because it's designated a little bit for brera, like we said in the beginning of some Mishnah Yotzes. Look over there. Maybe the same thing would be in our situation that would also have that same halachic status. Some of the deer shoe number 52. Actually, yeah. Regarding crushing a banana, Chaznish writes that even though that after you crush it, it goes back and it connects and becomes a thick glob. However, it's forbidden to do this because of teichin. Because regarding this of teichin, there's no difference between something that's dry, that crumbles through grinding it to small pieces, or something that has moisture, that after you crush it becomes a thick solid. And right over there, could bring a proof to this from what the Ramah writes, that it's forbidden to crush Gregor's dried figs, which have the same consistency. That's written true with Shebelevi. That's in the words of Yerushalmi, that if someone crushes garlic, he's chayef for teichin, could bring a right that also in such a situation there would be isur teichin because it's known that through the crushing, the garlic becomes also a thick solid. And it doesn't crumble to small pieces. On the other hand, Shubhazik Mesha writes, there's no Isser of Teichen, of grinding, only by something that becomes crumbs and pieces. But by crushing a banana, there's no Isser of Teichen because it remains a one piece. It just becomes very, very soft. And this Chaznish brings a proof from the crushing of dried figs. That Shubhazik Mesha writes over there that there's a difference between the gregris and the banana. Because the gregris becomes piecey. It's just that they connect through the moisture that they have inside of it, which is not the case by banana, that it remains one piece. And it concludes over there that if it's possible, one should be stringent like the pin, the chazanish, and to crush the banana specifically with the handle of the fork. And if you can't do that, then you could permit crushing the banana for the child right before he eats, even with the teeth of the fork. Now, if someone crushed a banana with its peel, someone is not sure if that's considered as teichin, because since it becomes soft and it doesn't crumble into pieces. Dish number 53, Mishpura said that Geduli Karka is more chamer. Another differentiation, Chaznish writes that something that needs crushing, that the need of crushing by Gregris is the same for all people. And concludes that the primary chilik is really what the Mishpura writes, that because since it's Geduli Karka, so therefore it's going to be more chamer. This that what Rav Moshe said, cutting the gergis and the cherubim in front of the elderly people. Edition number 54. Chaznish writes that even toast or matzahs, once you crumble them specifically right before the meal, if not in a situation where it's not possible, do it. And that's written in Sefer Zichrut Teres Moshe, which Chofetz Chaim brings in the Sefer Netchei Yisrael. Dish number 55, explaining what's this halach of in toichin echa toichin, Chaznish writes that it's not the same qualification like in bishlach habishal, where there the qualification is that since you can't cook something that's already cooked, however, going grinding, the qualification is that grinding is only by separating something that's naturally attached. Because even something that came to the world crumbled and it was never grinded, if it's connected through man-made, there's not a problem about teichin. Regarding a garment that became dirty from mud, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Beis Mishbur B'Deh that it's forbidden to rub the mud from the garment on Shabbos because they're teichin. If you get asked, the chayyur, since the mud is connected from small parts that were connected through the water, if that's the case, the chayyur should admit because in teichin echa teichin. So it says the Shulchan writes, Nim say betal oyers that you don't say in teichin echa teichin only by a food item, but not by other things. Regarding vegetables that were cut from before Shabbos in a way that if you do it on Shabbos, you'd be chayyur for teichin, the Igli Tal is not sure. If you go back and you cut on Shabbos to smaller pieces, are you over on Isser Teichen, or it's permitted because of Intechen Echa Teichen. Shlom Zalman holds that there would be a problem with Isser Teichen because each piece on its own wasn't grinded, and now you're cutting it thin, that would be Teichen. Dish number 56, for the needs of a non-Jew, the Kavachayim writes that you're allowed to cut if it's to eat right away. It's not considered a problem about Teichen. When you're cutting to eat right away, the Mishmur writes in the Simchon Yud Tes regarding Boyer, so that you eat right away, that even if it remains from what you selected for after the meal, there's no Isser because you permissibly selected, but it's forbidden to obviously select with the intention of it, that it remains for another meal. This one, number 57, explaining the heter to select and to grind right before the meal, Chaznish writes that for regular eating, it doesn't have take effect the name of effort of malacha, and therefore even when you're preparing near the meal, it's not teichin, it's not boyer, it's just secondary to the maisa of your achila. Dish number 58, specifically to cut vegetables to pieces, is where we said that that's derech achila, that's okay, but to crush it, risuk, Chaznish writes, that's forbidden even some of us with them. The reason for the difference he writes over there is because the rasper did not permit only cutting very thin pieces, because since the primary cutting is the normal way of eating, there's no difference between small pieces and cutting into big pieces. Everything's considered derech achila, but risuk, which is crushing, that's like an action of literally of grinding, and that's not considered derech achila, it's preparing the food in a different form, and it's eating right away. It does not activate anything regarding this, and therefore there's no hetek of risuk, only if you do it with the handle of a knife. Also explains, it's brought in a letter in Sefer Nidbru, that crushing is considered like making a designated kli, and it's drawing on it the name of malacha, and it removes from it the name of oichel, and because that's not the way you usually do it for food. I mean, it's a meaning of refuah for sick people and for minors, and you do it by specifically subcategories to prepare certain delicacies that a person likes, and that's the ikar shem of the malacha. Another tributary is Meisher writes that at the time when it's necessary, you're allowed to crush right before the meal, from the zaman. Is mitzayin that sounds like in the words of the Vilna Gaon that even by full-fledged teichin, like you do with a mill, the Rashba permits near the meal, if not for the fact that it's a designated tool that's used for teichin, which is problematic. Dershu number 59. Melacha writes in Simishin Yates, we're going to preparing food items from onions, that if you cut the garlic and onions very thin, there's a problem about teichin. And there are many who are stringent regarding this, even when you cut it near the meal, and therefore one should be careful not to cut it very thin. That's the Chaznish writes, in the words of many Rishayim, you see that they disagree on the Rashba, that one should differentiate between Boyer and Teichen. Regarding grinding something, it totally changes the original form, and it's not considered as Derech Achila. It adds on that from this, that the person don't mention that you're allowed to cut near the meal, it's obvious that they don't hold like that, and who's not going to be afraid from ruling that it's permitted regarding it is a skill. Dish number 60, what's the measurement of pieces that are a little bit big, that does not have the problem of teichin? The Chaznish writes that those are pieces that are bigger than what usually cut during the weekday. Shlomo Zalman holds that anything that you need to grind the food with your teeth, that's not considered dak. If it's permitted to cut the thickness of the radish or something like that very, very thin, because since the pieces are big, even though they're thin, you'd still have to grind it with your teeth. Another Miskarel told that the measurement of dak, it does not depend on what, that after you cut it, you still have to grind it with the chewing of your mouth when you're eating. That's still, by the cutting, you prepared it for eating the way you eat it in small pieces. Shabbos Alatzin writes that someone that's accustomed to cut vegetables very thin, like grinding, should cut on Shabbos pieces that are bigger. But cutting vegetables for the salad that you usually make for the day, that's not considered cutting very thin, and you're allowed to make it in the normal way. Someone that does not cut a vegetable from all sides, just into thin strips. So it's Shulchan writes that still Yechai for Teichen. That's the penalty of Yashar, that one should not cut vegetables into thin strips because the Issa Teichen is subjective and relation to the vegetable itself. Someone cuts into strips, that's considered like grinding it very thin. Other than Shulchan, because Maisha writes that the Issa Teichen by Yerokas, by vegetables, is Davka when you cut very thin in the length and the width. Similar to like when you're grinding flour. However, if you cut in the length or only the width, like the way they people do by carrots or by cucumbers, that's not included in the problem about teichen. It's only a dicing, which is both sides. That's what's been Shlomo Zalman. Did you let it cut very thin from the thickness of the radish or something like that? Because since the piece is still big, that's what's been Ms. Grella said. Someone cuts pieces that are very thin but wide, for example, let's say with onions or potatoes or something like that, there's no problem about teichen, because there's no teichen only when you crumble something to small pieces from all sides, also in their whole area. Now, if the pieces are big in a way that there's no problem at all, in this ground holds that it would seem that you don't have to be stringent to make it right before the meal. There's number 61. Even though there are those who hold that there's no teichen by oichlin, by food items, regarding Isra Na, a prohibition of benefit from Maisa Shabbos, which writes in Simchon Yitches, that when those who permit, those who forbid, so it is permitted after the fact to have Hanah. So why here does he say it's Asr? Rechaim Penchel Chaimberg explains that the Mishpura is being machriya that there is teichen by food items in a definite way, and not like even like a suffix, and therefore you not only have Hanah from the onions, even but the evet, even after the fact. So we don't consider it like, oh, like a machlekes that we can go like those who are lenient after the fact. Issue number 62. When someone crumbles the peel of a fruit, Aruch HaShulchan writes that Yechai for Teichen. Issue 63. Someone wants to wipe on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchon Beis not to carry a clump of earth to wipe with because it crumbles and it's not fit to wipe. Shartzi, nobody explains it. According to Rav and the Rambam, the Isra is because the clump of earth is close to crumble, which when you use it, which is a concern of teichen, of grinding. Now, a garment that has on it mud that's dried, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Beis that you're not allowed to rub it on Shabbos because you're grinding the clumps and you're crumbling them. Shulchan Aruch explains that you're not allowed to do this rabbinically because it's similar to it, like a tailada, a derivative of teichen, where you're separating one body, one entity, into many different small pieces. But in that Torah, there's no Isra because you don't need the actual thing that's being grinded. And he adds on that even according to those who hold that you have an amalacha shin tzirich legufa, however, since you don't need the actual thing that's being crumbled, it's not considered as a telad of teichen, because it's not the norm to grind only when you need the actual thing that's being grinded. Shabbat writes over there in the Sharatzin over there that since it's considered like a amalacha shin tzirich legufa, that you don't need the thing itself, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to remove the mud that's attached to a garment, because that's only a shavus to shavus, telling the guy to do something that's rabbinically forbidden, and there weren't guys in Makom Kavod HaBris when it's going to be for the honor of a person. So too, a shoe that got dirty from mud. Be'alacha writes over there, like a tchila, one should be careful from wiping it on the wall because of teichen. And if it his foot got dirty from mud, writes over there that you can be lenient to wipe it on the wall because that's physical pain. A vessel that has on it leftover foods, your niskar holds that you're allowed to wash it on Shabbos, even though through washing, the leftover foods are going to crumble and going to get grinded up. Since removing food through washing it in water is considered like an action of washing, not like an action of grinding, which is not the case by mud that's on the garment, that since you're crumbling, it's considered like teichen. Granted, going in a place that has pools of earth, like mud, and this girl holds that even through going, you're going to be grinding the clumps of earth. You're allowed to do that because he's not intending for that. And it's not a psikri, it's not inevitable that he's going to crumble the clumps. And even if his intention is to grind them as he's walking, he writes with it's permitted because that's not the tour of the malacha. And if he's stepping on the clumps of earth literally, and it's inevitable that he's going to grind them, he writes with it, one, you know, could say maybe it's forbidden, because it's considered like it's a psikresha. I mean, you have to know if it's going to be forbidden because it's inevitable, but delay nichle, but doesn't really care about it. Now, regarding a toilet bowl where you have dirty that's attached to it, which some zaman holds, you're allowed to clean it with a type of brush, that a rubber brush, because since everything gets dissolved in the water and it goes to waste, so it's not a isra of teichen of grinding. This is number 64. This is the Rambam writes that you're not chayiv only if you need the sawdust, even though he holds a malach shein zegufa shein etzich legufa. You're chayiv on it, as brought in first parak of Shabbos. Mishnah Melech explains over there that without that, it's makalkal, and therefore, it's, since it's destructive, you're going to be potter if you don't intending for the sawdust. Right? So with that, according to this, the same thing would be if it does not need the sawdust, only the actual piece of wood. And that's the chant sounding from Sharatzin and Simishin Yudal. There's number 65. Not necessarily someone that rubs the metal that's natural from the earth. Even if someone rubs metal that was melted down previously in the fire, this girl holds that's going to be Issur of Teichen. And it's not considered as Teichen HaChateichen, because the melting of metal and fire and turning it into a liquid is not considered grinding, because since it's a liquid, it's not considered as crumbling or as Teichen, rather as a whole thing. Now, since there are those who rub the metal only to polish it and not to have benefit from what you know the little pieces that come off from it, Shmuel really writes that you're not chayiv for toichen only if you're intending to have benefit from the little filings. Which is not the case when you're cutting vegetables, but you don't have to have it explicit in mind that you're cutting it to have benefit from the pieces. He also writes that if someone's rubbing the piece of metal, if his intention is to smooth it out, he's chayiv for makabe patish, for finishing off a vessel, and if his intention is to have benefit from the filings, he's chayiv for toichen. This number 66, qualifying cutting wood very thin. Shlomo Zalman writes that all the pieces that are fit are even though they're a little bit big is considered as teichen. And he brings a raya from what the Ramban writes in Masechtas Beya. So he's coming to cut wood with a kofetz. He's chayiv for teichen. Now even though it's not possible to cut in such a situation the wood to such small pieces with that, and this is permitted to cut fruits and vegetables. To pieces that are fit, that is meaning edible, it's not considered taken, right? But that's because you still need to grind it with your teeth, which we said previously that's not the Pinnaminus Corellus, which is not the case by piece of wood, where they're fit, even without additional grinding, that's considered as teichen. Now, if someone cuts wood very thin in its thickness, the way you normally do that, you cut a thin piece of wood, and to connect them one on the other, Shlomo Zalman holds, it would seem that Yechayiv, even though that the pieces are large and long, the way it's brought in the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos of Ayin Dalet, regarding Kever Shel Kanim, that someone cuts the Kanim in the length very thin, he's Chayiv for Teichen, even though they're very long. Dishu number 68, the Bir Halacha, had explained that he held the words of Magen Avraham not Muchach. Now, explain the words of Magen Avraham. Chaznish writes, his intention is to permit when you cut very thin, specifically in front of someone that could chew it without cutting it, and only right before the meal. The reason for this, writes Chaznish, is that when you cut it right before the meal, it's logical more to rely on the Shizapaiskim that you don't have any Teichem Ayuchim. Or the Mishmur later on, Simishin Chabdal, sounds like that he doesn't hold like his words. And Shubhis Yigizmesh writes that Pin Chaznish was a Das Yachid, however, it is appropriate for Baal Nefesh to be concerned for his words. Number 69, which Bruce said, for example, crushing matzah with a machteshes, that would be aser. So something from his words that you let it crumble matzah even to turn it into flour, as long as it's not being done with a designated tool for that. That's the Mishnah Berurah later on, Simtuf Membov, regarding someone carries it on Yom Tov Pesach chametz that was not nullified, that it should crumble it and scatter it to the wind, not like the Mishnah Melech, that even according to those who hold, there's no Teichen HaChateichen, that would be not let it crumble chametz until it's very thin. But that sounds like from the Halacha that would not be a problem.